On Sunday, thousands of far-right rioters stormed Brazil's capital city and its halls of power. They broke windows, ripped artwork in the presidential palace, and set off fireworks on the roof of Congress. These rioters were supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro, a conservative figure who lost re-election in the fall. He never conceded to Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, the current president, sworn in just last week. For many of those watching this, this insurrection felt strikingly similar to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol 2 years ago. And as Post correspondent Anthony Faiola explains, Sunday's attack in Brasilia did not come out of nowhere.
Since Election Day, there were thousands of Brazilians, of supporters of Bolsonaro, who have been camped out at military headquarters, hoping that there would be a military intervention that would, in some ways, overturn the election results, which they don't recognize, and restore Bolsonaro to power.
Anthony is in Brasilia, covering the aftermath of this attack.
The exact objective remains somewhat foggy, but what we do know is that many of them did believe that this would be a day when the military would see the people taking action and would somehow back them.
Today, we talk with Anthony about what fueled this chaos in Brasilia and what's next for Lula, Bolsonaro, and democracy in Brazil. Anthony, what did these rioters do on Sunday in Brasilia?
They gained entry to the Supreme Court, to the Palacio Planalto, which is the office of the president, and to Congress. These buildings are situated around a main plaza in Brasilia, and they are seen reverently throughout Brazil as symbols of the nation. They were built by the famed architect Oscar Niemeyer, and what we saw yesterday in many ways, you know, slammed at the heart of that democracy. You know, this was considered, you know, by experts to be perhaps the most significant anti-democratic action in the country since the 1964 coup that brought a military dictatorship to power. And, you know, although this was dispatched within 5 hours, more or less, as security forces were able to drive out, you know, the thousands of Bolsonaristas who had occupied and vandalized these buildings, the fact that they were able to gain entry still, to many, has raised a lot of questions about the loyalty of the police and the other problems that Lula is going to be facing in this incredibly divided country as he tries to govern over the next 4 years.